From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Mexicans began mourning some of the 67 dead on Saturday after an earthquake and a Gulf Coast hurricane. The sound of a funeral procession. The area's hardest hit was Juchitán, where 36 people died in the magnitude 8.1 quake that toppled buildings. Another two people died in a mudslide in the state of Veracruz after Hurricane Katia hit late Friday. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto vowed that the government would help rebuild affected areas. Florida Governor Rick Scott had a sober warning for those in the state as Hurricane Irma approached.
This is a deadly storm, and our state has never seen anything like it.
Scott said some 5.6 million residents have been ordered to evacuate. He also mentioned that if one was in an evacuation zone and wasn't on the road by noon Saturday, individuals should find the nearest shelter to avoid life-threatening weather. Cuban coastal cities were clobbered by high winds from Irma that upended trees, toppled utility poles, and scattered debris across streets. Roads were blocked, and witnesses said a provincial museum near the eye of the storm was in ruins. And the Dutch government estimated that 70% of the houses on St. Martin were badly damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Irma when it passed through earlier. Irma pounded the island and left as many as 40,000 residents reliant on public shelters as Hurricane Jose bears down. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said that the situation remains grim on the island, where widespread looting has broken out. This is VOA News.